Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes, we're looking at Pesachim 79, talking about the majority, revisiting the idea of the majority. The Mishnah describes the circumstances in which the Pesach may be offered in Tumah. If the community or its majority became Tameh, or the Kohanim were Tameh and the community was Tahor, they all make the Pesach offering in Tumah. If only a minority of the community became Tameh, those who are Tohar make the first Pesach offering, and those who are Tameh make the second Pesach offering. So we look at the idea here about the majority. In our own lives, in our own days, and in our own interactions, we should follow for the good what the majority is doing. We should follow what people around us are doing, especially when it's a significant amount of people, much more than ourselves. And that's when they're doing good things like mitzvahs, chesed, and Torah learning. If the majority of the people around us are doing daf yomi, then maybe there are many merits to daf that I didn't think about, that we didn't see before. Maybe we should look into it. Maybe we should join the revolution. We should join the movement of doing daf, a daf lesson a day, a daf page a day, learning the whole Talmud Bavli in 7.5 years, especially the all the Masechtas that they go through, is a really wonderful way to increase knowledge about Shas, about the Gemara. If everyone around me is learning about the Parsha, maybe I should also. Maybe there's merit to it. We should do for the good what the majority is doing. If everyone around me is giving tzedakah, maybe I should also. Or if they're giving more than me, maybe I should raise it a little bit without breaking the bank, doing it to a certain extent, because we know money comes and goes, but the memories, the happiness, giving to others, doing good deeds, that is what remains. And that's what is really important. And Hashem will get it back for you. Tzedakah is the only area Hashem says, test me. You're allowed to test me. Aser b'shvil ta'aser. The sages teach us, tithe so that you will become rich. Give tzedakah so you'll become rich. And we learned in a lesson recently, my wife and I, that the area where people saw a lot of brachos when they gave tzedakah to a gamach. And that's a wonderful way, a wonderful tip that they found to be enriched on a side point anyway. But in general, we're talking about following the majority. People do chesed. People are involved in helping others. In hachnasas orachim, you should be as well. And if people are involved in hosting shiurim or making shiurim or hosting people in their house, giving people rides, whatever wonderful mitzvah is involved, people involved in food packing, food deliveries, whatever they are involved in, we should be in as well. When the majority is going to doing certain mitzvahs, all mitzvahs really, chesed and Torah learning, we should try to attach ourselves to the majority, be inspired, be influenced from those around us to follow that majority and to do good in the world. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 80 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.